This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Is it playing now?
Yes.
Okay, so let's just get this down because we're not always hearing it. I wasn't hearing it. I didn't have my headphones on. You said, here comes the theme song.
Yeah.
And then did you say that it started?
Ooh, I don't think I did.
No, I had to ask.
Okay, the theme song just ended.
Okay.
Dang it. Now so it's playing again.
Yeah, I think what we need to do is start it again.
Okay.
Give me a, actually stop it. Give me a, here comes the theme song.
Yeah.
Then when it starts, give me a, it's playing now.
Okay. Can you believe this Navalny thing? Navalny.
Navalny, you hear
Navalny?
About this?
No.
Have you not heard about it?
Russian,
can you believe it?
Russian man.
Is it, yeah. Navalny's a Russian man?
Mm-hmm. Russian man.
Spy?
Well,
I think Russia, I think spy.
I don't know if we know even.
What other professions are in
I
Russia?
Don't think there's any way to know. He
beef farmer.
He was a Russian man,
mm-hmm.
and they just killed him, which I hate.
Damn, I hate, when they just
I hate that shit.
It's to me.
I wish I'd been there.
One of the unkindest acts.
Mm-hmm. It's the murder.
There are exceptions, of course, but the callousness, yes, and the lack of humanity involved in just killing this Russian man.
I hate
who I believe he wanted to live. Am I wrong?
I mean, again, I don't know what his
job was,
and
details,
I don't really know where it was on that, but no one is allowed to do that when I'm around.
Oh, no.
And if someone had been like, hey, this is about to go down, and if I just wish I'd been able to be there and be like,
no.
This is Mark Wahlberg on the 9/11
yes,
plane.
Right.
I go, if I had been there when that Navalny stuff happened, yes, I wouldn't have gone down like that.
Yeah. Pete Davidson's dad would have still been here.
There would have been a very loud voice in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for saying that. There's been a very loud voice in the room saying, hang on.
What are you doing?
Excuse me.
That's what it
is. Pause. Pause button.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We are not going. Let's talk about
what
this.
What the heck are you even doing? Like, just very direct.
Think for a moment. This is illegal.
You're being crazy.
You're being illegal. You know, like, it's just not, it's, they're acting so crazy when they do this.
But,
and it's, unfortunately, it's not an isolated incident. It's not the first time.
The Russians have been killed.
And every other ones have did it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In murder style.
Yes.
Murder style death doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
On the Russian.
I wonder if people over there just
hurt. Killed.
I wonder if they're dying of like other things over there.
Well, and you bring up an interesting point because mm-hmm. here's where my ignorance is starting to show mm-hmm. itself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know how he died, if it was from being killed.
Yeah.
I don't know what his job was, as Hayes said, who he was. And mm-hmm. I'm starting to suspect that maybe it was something else. What were you picturing when you said that?
Maybe, I don't know, heart attack. People be dying of heart attacks.
Kevin, can you look this up?
I hate that as well.
Google
but
Navalny heart attack. Don't Google it, actually.
Don't Google it.
Anybody notice
that, Kevin?
Google sucks now? You can Google Navalny heart attack, you're going to get five sponsored links, you know, to cardiac hotline.com ad commercial. It used to be that Google would show you what you looked for. Now it shows you who paid the most.
You can't even Google how to eat my food these days without getting all kinds of like advertisements for like potato chip.
Potato chips.
I'm not trying to learn about different kinds of food.
No, I already have the food. I'm trying to figure out what to do with it.
How to eat my food.
Oh.
Have you had this?
No,
I
haven't. Have you run into this?
I haven't Googled it. I figured out at an early age how I should eat it.
We're trying
to eat it like a baby. I'm actually trying to eat
foods.
Like an adult.
No, because mama bird it. You know what I mean? If you can't figure it out, have a...
You mama bird it to yourself?
Yeah, no, you have a thick black lady do it.
Okay.
Just a husky, just solid woman who just got too much in there, so she want to give away some, and she just mama birds you, so she not losing out on nothing, because she's got an excess.
Okay.
Kevin, you know, remind me to have you Google something else later, because this sounds like something I might need.
I got some pics.
Yeah.
I got pics.
But don't use Google. What do we use now? Because we can't use that.
Honestly, back in the day, they would just use the elders. You got to look to the
village elder.
The village elder.
The Oroville tradition. The Oroville tradition. Stories passed down from Seth MacFarlane through space. Yes. Through all of time. Yes, the Oroville tradition. You know, I don't even know if we've introduced yet. Can you believe it? It's just so natural talking to you. There's something so comfortable about having you here. When was Lamorne here last? Episode 15?
I wanted to say 8.
That sounds right.
Yeah, it was in that neighborhood for sure. It was that, yeah.
Between 8 he and was 15. Here long ago enough that I ran into him in the studio here the other day, and I said, we were hoping that you could do our podcast, that you could do an episode of Handbook. And he went, Handbook? Because it was long enough ago that he had forgotten that it even existed. 18.
18. Wow.
And what number is this?
540.
Sheesh.
Yeah, it's been
too long.
And you're entering the space now, aren't you?
You've seen
a little
us test the waters.
Crawled in there back in episode 18, didn't it?
That's what planted the seed for me.
Yes. And then 530 or so episodes of water and sunlight and nurturing the soil. And now there's a little sprout beginning to bud, isn't there?
Yeah.
Of Lamorne Zone podcast.
Yeah, a little growth there. I'm excited about it, you guys.
It's called Lamorning After. The Lamorning After.
We're debating if we're going to keep the.
Okay. If you don't, we would love that.
We would just love to,
if you're just like unloading
there's
it
an
and
extra
you don't
the
need it,
floating
like,
around.
We actually need
anything
it.
To refresh
yes.
the brand. Yes. Something.
So are you just Hollywood Handbook?
Yeah.
And we're hoping to like, Google sucks now, but we're hoping like we get more like autocompletes from things that like people are actually typing the, like we're typing it like crazy.
Or if you know who is Hollywood the Handbook.
Ah.
That's interesting.
Because you just being Hollywood Handbook, that implies that there are multiple Hollywood handbooks and no one goes to use their number one.
Yeah, there are. There's at least one other one.
Yeah. Well,
there's at least two, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever get into any competition with them? Like, who's running there?
We would love that as well.
Yes. Oh. For them to consider us as competition, because one of them launched recently with like a big kind of press push, and they didn't seem to have come across us in the lead up to launch. So that makes me feel like, no, we're not in a competition with them. They can't see us.
You should be in a league of your own. 590 episodes. It's like, that's a lot.
Fingers crossed, yeah. But, what am I saying? It's gonna happen.
You guys get that call Joe Rogan got for $250 million yet? You guys get that?
Not that phone call.
I've been getting a lot of weird
my
numbers
phone's
though. Calling
weird.
Me,
my
yeah.
phone's been weird. Yeah, let me see what. Because so where did that call come? Was it from San Luis Obispo?
I'm not sure where he got his call from.
Okay,
but it could be somewhere.
I got a call from San Luis Obispo.
I mean, that's where Spotify's headquarters.
Oh,
well.
Okay.
Okay.
Should I call
really
them back?
Nice there.
Here, hang on.
Hello. I'm sorry we missed you. The
Me too.
The call was to help homeowners reduce their water and power bills through programs.
No.
So
wait,
I don't
well, let's hear. What better way to reduce your water and power bill
than
by getting
$250 million? Certainly pay for
through programs
eco-friendly upgrades.
I mean, we do program. This is a program.
This is a program. Yeah, yeah. No, they're mentioning programs. We're on a program. And that may have been the call.
It could have been.
I feel embarrassed to call them back so quickly. She was so friendly.
Well, you got to play the game.
Yeah, I almost felt like she was kind of like down. Like she was like a little bit down.
Like she was a little bit
just
down.
A little bit.
Was it to me or you? She seemed like she was kind
of. She's into one of us, I feel like. I don't know.
It's like she's kind of feeling it.
Is that crazy?
I don't know. I don't want to.
Probably
you know,
not that. I'm probably not,
no,
not that.
No, maybe like, not that, but it seemed like she was down to like have a meal. And if it goes, you know, from the meal to dessert, right?
Yeah. Probably done it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eat a big ass meal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just chow down, right? Right.
I also think she was automated. I didn't want to break that to you guys. Like, I really didn't. She seemed awfully.
We will be automated.
Yeah. I've been automating yes, so far. I'm yes, excited to mate with someone else, you know? Mostly it's been automating for yeah, this.
If we
this
can
old
connect
cowpoke.
And yeah, hit the sneaky link. What mm-hmm, what is that?
The sneaky link?
Yeah, mm-hmm, well, tell me about the sneaky link, because we had a list of things we wanted to ask about. That was the main one.
Married woman at work. She shouldn't be, you shouldn't be sleeping with her. You shouldn't be touching her.
That's the sneaky link? Yeah. Married woman at work, the MWOW?
And you, well, you got to be.
What's that?
Okay. I don't want to say it. It's nasty. I don't okay, want to say it.
So more, and I don't know, but.
You got to do that?
He's doing yeah, something with his mouth that.
Yeah. What you were going to say is nastier than that?
Yeah. Nastier than the sound?
Because it could be.
It could be that?
It could be that. It depends on how.
Because she's at work?
Yeah, because at work she sits all day and she's got swass.
That's the sneaky link?
Yeah.
The sneaky yeah, link's for that.
Because when she goes home, her husband's like, oh, she just had a fun day at work, but he doesn't realize she's been entered.
I see.
Yeah.
Business idea.
Mm-hmm.
Sneaky Link's golf course. You don't know where the hole is. No flags.
They just.
You got to figure
just
it
keep
out.
Hitting it until it goes away.
Yeah.
Then it's hard to find it.
Hit it until you find the hole, right? That's the slogan.
Jesus. How's Sneaky it been, been treating you so far?
Yeah, how's podcast
this whole
world,
game?
Man? I know. Believe me, nobody knows better than us.
Profession.
This game can be brutal. Well, it's the Orville tradition.
Yeah. It's been great, man. I've been, you know, getting some love.
It has? You just started? It's been great?
Yeah,
that makes me want to throw
come
up.
Come in!
I've already gotten
it
the call.
It can be great?
I've already gotten the
it
call.
It can be. You got, oh yeah, you got the call.
I got the call already. I'm two fuck, episodes in and I got the call.
You got the call?
Yeah.
Jesus.
We've been about the right, programs?
Yeah, but we've been, it wasn't 250, 250 million, but we did, Spotify called us and offered us $75 million.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's significantly less than 250, so it I don't feel so bad.
Yeah. $75 million.
$75 million.
So how do we break through, I guess? How do we get to like the level of some of the big pimping players?
It's Hollywood.
I think you've got what it takes. I think you deserve to be. I don't think you should be playing second fiddle to Mr. Joe Rogan, mm-hmm, taking yeah, a big pay cut like that.
Well, listen, you know, I'm new to the game, and I'm okay to start off at $75 million. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'll work my way up there.
And you're friends with the bank as well, correct?
Yeah.
You're the face of
BMOFA. No. Oh, what?
BMO.
Mm-hmm. You're the face of Beast Mode.
Beast Mode?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Beast sent me chocolate today. I don't know why.
Well,
Monsieur Beast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway.
The chocolatier.
I can't eat it. But yes, BMO is the, I'm the face of that.
What if he's like, I sent 1 billion people chocolate.
Yeah.
And this was their reaction, and he does everyone's reaction.
Mm-hmm. That would actually be great for our show, because your reaction would be you on the podcast saying, yeah, Mr. Beast sent me chocolate. I don't know why.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
You get an endorsement from Mr. Beast. Now you guys are getting that Spotify mm-hmm, call.
I heard someone on the phone yesterday say this sentence. Well, there's only one Mr. Beast. So...
It's true.
Well, I certainly couldn't grab the phone, hang it up, and start explaining something to them like I normally do when I walk by a conversation. This was one. This was unassailable. But the show. So, Le Morning After. Describe a little bit of the. What are you doing?
I forgot the show.
The Morning After, like, talk about, like,
Is there a song?
What kind of messed up stuff is going on? Oh, is there a song?
It started as the morning after pill, which is I would keep a few of them in my nightstand. But, you know, then it just turned into a bit of a catchy name. You know, my name is Lamorne, you know.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Okay.
I love
And are people picking up on that, or that's like...
People are stupid.
Yeah, it's a little...
People are stupid.
You go pretty edgy, huh?
We need a little of that, you know?
We do.
Yeah.
A little bit of
people
edge.
Playing it
just
safe.
A little bit of edge.
A little bit of
God
edge.
Knows, like, Jake isn't bringing, you know? Like...
That's a boring fella.
We need, like... We, like
no, why is he like that? We had him.
He pulls the envelope.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Hang on, can I get another look at that? I
think it's like no.
Let me make sure the postage is right on it. It's like just fucking mail this shit. Yeah. No, he's yanking the envelope for sure. No, he's not pushing the boundaries, and certainly we're not.
We are the boundaries.
I like that.
You've been in this long enough, you know, you become the boundary.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, but so
people can go further than us, or they can stay inside.
And people push
on
you.
You've decided to go
don't
outside.
Feel so good. Nice to be touched.
People,
human touch is like, you know, like we got it, like we need it. We got
skin hunger, right?
Yeah.
Skin hunger?
Yeah, skin hunger, skin thirst. Yeah.
Oh.
Certain point. Yeah, the skin as an organ does desire touch the same way that the human stomach desires food.
The human tummy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, desires food. Mm.
A little tummy. Yeah. Tummy action. I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, this tummy.
With permission, of course. Because you can't just walk around touching people.
No. But it is biological, you know, of course, that after an absence of touch for a certain amount of time, you do get a medically dangerous level of blue balls.
I see.
Yeah.
And it's different, like, what, you know, from person to person, it's whatever you first made contact with.
Mm.
When, you know how they make dads take their shirt off now? They're like...
So that's why I like laying on chests.
Yes, because your dad took his shirt off.
Yeah.
My dad was wearing an Izod fleece when he first held me to his chest, and so that to me, that's skin, and we're leaving that on, and we don't already have it on. We're putting it on.
Yeah.
We're zipping it all the way up.
Yeah. You know, I thought I had blue balls once.
My dad had a body glove wetsuit on.
Whoa.
Sorry, you were talking about your balls.
Sorry. Sorry.
I
take that back. I thought I had cancer.
Oh, okay.
And it turns out, after my friend took me to the doctor asked me if I masturbated often, and at the time, I didn't. And
you just have blue balls.
So
you
thought
you
had
cancer. Well, that's even more dangerous.
Yeah, blue balls for sure is even more dangerous.
It's the kind of thing that obviously the media has turned into a big joke. But we do have a responsibility on the show to talk about things that are affecting the youth. Like, I mean, the way people talk about it in shows and movies is like as if it's something to be made fun of. And for me, it's like let's educate people.
Obviously, it kills on its own, but also most car crashes can ultimately be attributed to.
Yeah.
I talked to my buddy who's an EMT, and he said that when you pull a body, specifically a male body, out of the wreckage of a car crash, that like 95% of the time they haven't busted in at least a month. And that it is visible when they're
just
getting
them
out.
Just from when you pull it out.
I mean, there's another dangerous blue ball we talk about on this show a lot, which is that Sonic is a film that killed more people than any other movie in history.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... Think about it. It was packing the theaters immediately before COVID with families. That was the last big tentpole film. And now we're making the third one. And what do we think is going to happen, guys?
Well,
what are we expecting, gang? Like, fucking study the history books. Sonic killed more people than any other movie. Speaking of a blue ball that's dangerous... Go ahead, make the third one. Like, just see, wait and find out. I will be staying home. Mask on. You know, it's just like, because it's like, I don't know. I'm crazy, I guess. I care about health. But you have a show
How do we, are we on the platforms? Do you have like, are we on socials?
Yeah.
So you can find us on Apple, Spotify. We're on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. We're everywhere where you consume your entertainment.
Love but that. what about the socials? Like you need to be posting.
We have a dedicated
like Instagram a show account.
Like a
show account, yeah.
Yes.
The Le Morning After podcast.
That's the handle?
It might be the Le Morning After pod. I'm not 100% sure.
The show where it all goes down is in the post, is in the social media account for the podcast. It's not on the actual podcast. It's not on Spotify. Like the you don't get $250 million from like, oh, people listen to the podcast. Mm-hmm. They advertise on the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's on the social media account for the podcast.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And from what it sounds like,
think about,
you don't know the handle.
Yeah.
It sounds like we're pulling dog shit followers so far.
Mm-hmm.
Think about podcasts that you know about. And then ask yourself, have I ever downloaded and listened to this podcast?
Oh.
And the answer for me most often is no, I have not. But have I seen clips of them on social media? I have. And I'll tell you what, learn from our mistakes. Mm-hmm. We've never had a single good clip come out of this show.
Yes.
You guys post clips?
Thank you. I'm so glad you don't know whether we do or not. That would be really bad if you had seen one. They are truly, truly bad.
Guess what? Joke's on you. The Le Morning After podcast.
That's the handle? Wow, that's they let you the do it. Handle. Actually, they gave you a couple extra characters.
The handle is Jesus. The Le Morning After. But you type in the Le Morning After podcast so you know what you're getting.
The handle is the Le Morning After.
Yeah.
Wow. Guest has to sleep at your home?
Yeah, in order to get comfortable with me. It's like being an improv troupe. You gotta be friends for a long time.
This is reminding me of an improv troupe now. So then I sleep in your home. I know I wouldn't be a guest, but if you would. I know. Obviously, you don't want me as a guest, but
I do.
I would sleep in your home, and then we would wake up in the morning and immediately record.
Yeah. So, but you'd have to sleep in close proximity to me, just so we can build some sort of connection.
They did. Who was it that would do the podcast in the bed?
In bed with Nick and Megan. I produced and recorded that one.
He produced and recorded it, and they did it in the bed, and he curled up at the foot of the bed like a kitty.
Were you really?
Mm-hmm. Little lap dog.
Were they a couple, or they just like to be?
Yeah, Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally, and then they would have their guest in between them.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
They don't have to leave the bedroom.
Not really sustainable.
But well, you know.
Are they still doing it?
Well, they started it right before COVID, so that made it tough.
So, again.
Yeah, so again, fewer people wanting to get into bed with them.
Yeah.
They still owe Josh, our friend, a few episodes.
I'd like to say, rather than they started it right before COVID, they started it during Sonic's reign of destruction. They started it as Sonic was crippling our nation.
We got to figure out how many, like, because we're, you know, we post clips. The clips are bad, but we're still pulling, like, $4 billion on there on Instagram. Like
$4 billion?
$4,000.
$100 bills, yes.
$400. Oh, okay. You guys doing like 400
followers.
Views and
followers.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's without having any clips that anyone enjoys.
Mm-hmm. And you guys think you can help me with mine?
Because
I think we are going to.
Yeah.
I think we will.
Are you familiar with the story of the man falling in the hole?
What? Sure. I mean,
so
will you
refresh.
Tell it?
Refresh. You want me to tell it?
If you're familiar with
it,
if you know it,
can you tell it to us? We've not been able to wrap our heads around this story yet.
Yeah, it's real simple.
Okay, well, that doesn't make me feel good. I just told you I don't fully understand it.
You know, man walking, man don't look down. Man falling hole.
Yeah.
But man got to get out of that hole.
Okay, yes. That part I know.
But it's not about what happened to him. It's about the journey. And that's the key. That's the message that everybody misses.
That's what I don't understand. I don't know why it's a story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has to be somewhat about what happened to him, right?
I mean, his early childhood, yeah. He's molested.
Okay. I completely missed out on.
That's
early childhood thing.
That's failure of listening on my part. I didn't even know that his childhood was in the story.
Yeah.
But I guess... You say he's walking, you don't say for how long.
No.
Right.
And maybe it's his first steps when you say he's walking, and but, then we take it all the way up to him falling in a hole.
Honestly, it's more, it's simpler than that.
Too. It's even simpler?
Yeah, he's on a construction site.
Okay.
Man having a house built.
Over a hole.
Man having a house built over a hole.
On sand.
Sand.
Which cannot stand.
And the footprints in the sand.
Yes.
That's right.
Just, you say, at some point there was only one set of footprints that goes, that's when I fell in a hole.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus wasn't helping you. You just fell in a hole. A house on sand cannot stand. That's the point of the story.
House on sand and fog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And fog. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we need this to be hitting today. Yes. We've got two episodes out already, shipped, correct?
Mm-hmm. Off. Yeah,
yeah. Wow. So we're a little...
Those are like beta testing, I think we can classify them as, and then the actual podcast can start once we really launch this social media blitz.
Yeah.
And I think that we'll be able to help you. Have you seen any of these videos where... let's say like here will be like the sort of caption writing on it. It'll say like showing my grandpa the 5 million comments that we got on the video of him, you know, describing which of the Teletubbies can get it or something, you know, like just so they've shown him some young thing. He didn't know he was being recorded.
Showing my grandpa the 5 million comments we got on the video of him saying the Teletubbies can get it.
Here's his reaction.
Yeah.
I've seen those.
Those. We gotta do one of those.
Do you have a relative who's like old?
Oh, yeah.
Not busted. Actually, could maybe like kind of get it themselves, ideally. Old.
Or really young. Old.
Yes.
Okay.
But that is...
And if they're really young, can't get it, obviously. But also no, not that busted be, that
they get it, but they can't be busted. But they are talking about something that's either too old for them to talk about or too young for them to talk about.
Okay.
And this is why we need the extreme age from them.
Yeah.
Because what we're going to show them for them to talk about is something that's like, how are they talking about this? And then we actually, obviously, we'll generate 5 million comments. Mm-hmm. Hayes and I can write a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And then we can show them the comments.
And I wish we could, like, I don't really have any... All my relatives are like 40 something, like 46.
Your elders are all the same. What about your elders?
They're not. I don't have elders. That's what I'm saying. I don't have elders. I don't have youngers. I got 46-year-old
people. It's all kind of the
unique,
right in that middle ground. Yeah,
and so I got nothing to offer. Like I would love to be able to come to this with an old person who can get it, or like you know, like
I am really. I don't really have like relatives. You know what I mean? Sort of a farmy brat.
So essentially what you're looking for
moved
is
around,
someone.
Moved around the farm a lot.
Farms, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you say farmy brat?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I, you know, but by the way, it shouldn't be our relatives anyway.
Right.
Because it's not for our show. Our show is done. Like, that happened. You're only two in. There's a big opportunity here to find a relative, not busted, either young, respectfully, they should be adorable, old, can get it, right?
But median age is not something you're looking for.
Not useful. Not useful.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
It's both too late and too early.
What am I showing them? Well, I was told typically that was the buying age. That you know, I look at my demographics on Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's who's going to enjoy the video.
That's why they can't enjoy it. They're 46.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Oh, here's a guy same age as me having the same opinion I would. Not, here's this old fuck machine talking about some youthful thing. They're trying to guess what young slang terms mean, right?
I see now.
Secure the bag. And they're going like, oh, geez. don't fight off a pickpocket? And you go, oh no, that's not what it means. But how funny that the sexy old fuck mm-hmm. is having this idea about it. And then like the comments are like, that is a better meaning for this. Yeah. You know?
So sexy mm-hmm. also is another attribute they must have.
Jesus Christ, man. All,
I mean, it's literally
videos,
the first thing
you know
I said.
Mean? Yeah,
like, yeah like, but it's a visual medium. Like, this isn't podcasting. Like, you know, right. like, yeah. this is...
I see.
Like,
you can't be bringing all this.
We got to look, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
We all got to look.
Come on.
I especially
man.
Do, but like we, but we all got
to
look
the
a little
guy's
bit.
Got to
but
look.
I extra have to,
Jesus,
you know?
Dude. You extra have to.
And we all have to a little bit, but I really, really got, I got to look, you know what I mean?
Nothing wrong with looking at some old memories.
There's nothing wrong with it, but with me, there is something wrong with not doing it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah.
And there is something wrong with how much he needs to do.
Yeah. Like, so there's aspects of wrongness in my case, but like, mm-hmm. but we all got it a little bit, but I really, I absolutely need
this is an extreme version, but yes. the core principle of having to look is pretty universal, and we do need to.
I used to frequent a site as a child called Elderly Butts.
Mm-hmm.
It was an adult site. Mm-hmm. It was an adult site. I thought there was
something. Well, it's elderly, so like we got that just from
that
name.
Part.
Yeah.
Extreme mm-hmm. elderly.
Okay. Extreme you know. Adult.
Yeah.
Senior citizen. And
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That could be one of the comments.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This is one of the 5 million comments.
You could find old people that don't, like, you ever go to a nursing home?
Yeah.
You ever been? I used to go mm-hmm. sing to old people. Mm-hmm. You know, you could go there. You could find so many willing participants in this mm-hmm. Thing that you guys are pitching.
Yeah.
So you got
the
nothing.
No go on the relative,
right?
You're providing.
So the answer is straight up no. You will
just
not.
Just that I go to a nursing
all my,
home.
All my grandparents
I guess I'm
are
singing.
Dead. You could sing. That's how you get them warmed up. Older mm-hmm. people, they have a hard time getting damp. So you have to get them. You have to sing like old, especially like old black ladies. You got to sing like old Negro spirituals, something, you know what I'm saying, civil rightsy. That gets them all because they used to love MLK. They used to love like all those cats who was like standing for some shit.
Those cats.
Yeah. And that really gets them kind of going. You know,
you don't have like a muscly uncle or anything like that.
Yeah, a strong uncle.
A strong uncle. No, all my uncles are lazy for mm-hmm. the most part. They probably used to be strong back in the day. You know,
okay.
coming from the island. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? A lot of chopping shit. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? A lot of strength, but now in their old age, arthritis, that plagues the black community. You know what I mean? So a lot of, you know, wrinkly. Old dudes.
Okay, so busted. You're saying
okay,
your uncles
so that's
are busted.
Sounding busted.
Uncles
to
are
me.
Busted.
Mm-hmm. The comments are going to be about how busted they are. That's just like not going to help us because then we don't want to show them.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
we don't want to go. Hey, Uncle Strong, like here, mm-hmm. like come look at all you know, like showing my Uncle Strong all the comments that on his video of yeah, but mm-hmm. that I think, and then you're reading the comments, you're reading the comments, and it's going like busted, fugly, mm-hmm. wouldn't hit. Like and then he's just like he's sad.
This
that's
uncle
not the kind of thing.
Yeah,
we
this
like.
Uncle hits the same.
Yeah,
you imagine
that'd be just about it for me.
Yeah,
that's a wrap. If this uncle hits the same, that's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
But do yourselves a favor. I really mean this, guys. This is homework for you.
Please
go
yeah.
to a nursing
I'm
home.
I'm gonna have
go
to do
elderly
myself a favor.
Brooks.
No one else is doing it. So.
Yeah. No. This whole show is us.
I mean, it's up to me, I guess, when it comes to doing me favors.
This is 540 plus favors that we've done for ourselves. Diminishing returns on all the favors we've been doing.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So Go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your milg, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Hollywood Handbook.
I just got an alert.
Yeah?
That's an alert. Numbers okay. Are through the roof. Podcast,
the podcast numbers are through the roof.
No.
Okay,
no.
So then,
all right,
all the more reason to sort of strike while the iron's hot in terms of hiring us to do this reaction video. Yeah. You know,
100%. But I'm just saying, you got to get on now.
Our numbers are not through the roof necessarily. We are almost able to like sit on an ottoman. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Right now, where our numbers are at, like, we're just sort of, like, leaning against the ottoman, and, like, mm-hmm. we try to hop onto it, but, like, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Our numbers are at a level where we're really scared if an overhead light bulb goes yes. out, because we are not going to be able to change it. We are going to have to sit in the dark.
Yes. Yes.
So, like,
we need someone to get us food. The food's too high.
Yeah, the food is up too high. Anything in the cabinet's a no-go. Is that why there was no parking space?
For me, there was no parking space for me. Also, you said mm-hmm. earlier, before we were rolling, that the coffee was dog shit here as well.
I did not say that.
You said that you went across what the street to get your coffee, and there's a
machine. I said I didn't know whether the coffee was good or not, because it's a new machine.
It is brand new. There was no parking spot for me either, if it makes you feel better.
No, there wasn't?
No. And there's no parking spot for anyone. Kevin texted me. Did he let you know? You didn't let Lamorne know?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he I told texted him I walked me a while here, ahead of time.
But I didn't walk here.
And he said, yeah, I walked here from my faraway parking spot.
Yeah.
As soon as I walk in, I see why.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking Doughboys.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so that actually, so how is the coffee?
It's honestly, I don't know if the coffee's good or not because my cup was washed with so much soap.
This cup is washed.
The cup, yeah.
Was and it's and
straight it washed.
Straight washed. Yeah. And it smells like you know, palm olive. Or
and you're drinking coffee out of that? I thought it yeah. was water that you were having that reaction to.
No.
Yeah, because I saw you take a sip at one point and I thought, this man is fighting for his life.
Yeah.
He's going through something in terms of the odor of this cup.
You smell the cup?
But the coffee today is maybe okay.
Smell the cup challenge. Smell the cup.
Smell the cup challenge. They, when the Doughboys are in here,
smell the outside of the cup.
Oh, they washed this thing, yeah. Huh? With a old sponge.
An old sponge.
This was not a brand new sponge fresh out of the package.
That was a mildewy sponge.
Wait. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. What's this, palm olive or something?
It's probably palm.
This is some kind of, this is not seventh generation.
Which is the good stuff.
This
the
is a
stuff.
Soap that existed when I was young. A joy type soap. That
this cuts
they get seventh
grease.
Generation right out of the tree. They just nail a bucket to a blue tree.
Yeah, so that's, you were right. I'm not going to lie.
It's bad.
It's dog shit.
The cup
but
challenge.
Not because the coffee not might nice. Be
we
good.
We can't even judge
and
the
here's,
coffee.
I actually
we
think maybe it is good today. We're here at the same time as the Doughboys. Mm. And when the Doughboys are in here, you ever see The Sting?
No.
The movie The Sting?
No.
LeMorne. Okay. We're watching The Sting.
You especially
will
need to watch
love it.
The Sting.
It is so LeMorne.
Is that a part of it?
It's a little bit.
Yeah.
What is The Sting? I don't want to watch it now. This film sounds like
we're
I don't want to
watch it.
It.
We're watching it.
So never mind. I don't want to spoil.
No, now I can't bring it
you
up.
You just have to see it.
Okay.
You just have to see it.
So come back after you watch The Sting. We watch The Sting and then we have an appointment. Okay, 1 year from today, we do a full Sting review on this podcast.
Okay, what who's
Me
in it?
Me and you. Oh my
Sting,
God, who's not in it? It's
Sting
Robert Shaw.
You're lying.
That's what do you think the movie's about? I mean, it's like it's named after him.
Mm-hmm.
If this is real, never
We're
mind.
We're doing
what
music.
I'm talking
it's Sting,
to.
It's right? Yeah.
That's
Sting the Wrestler, Sting the Musician.
Oh, I get it now. That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go and watch it. Watch this thing.
The Scorpion jacket from Drive is in it as well.
Kevin, I think it might be. I mean, like,
this thing.
Who are we kind of describing? Like, do you have people
no.
right? Please, like, you're supposed to book people for this show.
Yep.
Like, I know you have.
Mm-hmm.
Like older relatives who can get it, like their friends.
Get your fucking sexy ass mom on here, Kevin, and stop beating around the damn bush.
What are we doing here?
Come on,
you know,
dude. Like, we've given you enough windows to jump in and say it. It's like, now I'm actually gonna go ahead and ask.
Call her up, right? And we can give her some.
I'm on my damn knees. Call your mom.
We can
and
give
ask.
Her a few lines. And then we can pre-write the comments, and then we show her the comments.
Okay, we'll see how it goes.
And then we just render it.
What
like,
do
we
want Kevin's
that.
Mom to react to? What's probably something very young, right? What's
well,
new? Mom, you're on
the
Hollywood
Euphoria Hamburg. Kids or something.
Oh, awesome. Oh.
See, this is exactly
I
like,
love this energy. I wish that your son would show the same enthusiasm about being involved in the show.
You know, we try.
Try him on.
So we hear you're, you know, quite the looker.
Everyone's talking about how beautiful you are.
Hmm. Got a few single guys here.
We're trying to make a viral video.
A viral video?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We need something with a relative of someone involved in the show reacting to...
Something from youth culture.
Something aimed at youth culture, yeah. So either
maybe,
like
oh.
modern slang terms or young characters.
How about this?
Yeah.
Well, this has to be your relative. So is it okay? We have LeMorne Morris here. Is it okay if he calls you like auntie?
Sure.
Okay.
What's up, TT?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. It's been a long time since I've seen you. You know, I still owe you from that last time, but
ask her what a sneaky link is.
Ask her what a sneaky link
is. Time.
Yeah, real quick, TT, do you know what a sneaky link is?
A sneaky
nope,
link. Sure don't.
You but
don't?
You have to.
Is it something I
guess.
Should know?
You should know. You probably have been a sneaky link. You know, I don't know. I don't know what's going on at home, but I'm saying a sneaky link is something that a lot of people deal with.
But like, guess what it is.
Guess what it means.
Guess what it is.
I'm gonna guess it's person who lies all the time.
Close. You're in the ballpark, but lying about what?
That's pretty close. But we need her to say something. It doesn't pop the same way.
Mm-hmm. What do you think it means to secure the bag?
Secure the bag? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. To not go to the bathroom.
Yes. Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. Perfect.
We really look forward to showing you the comments on this viral video.
Yeah.
This was so insanely helpful to us.
Yes.
Does anybody have a third one? I mean,
we've got it. Yeah.
Like,
we have it.
But do us a favor. Do us a favor. Next time you're at work or next time you're out with your friends or in a social setting, just walk up to a stranger, walk up to a lovely young man and say, hey, would you like to be my sneaky link?
All right. I'm going to do that.
That's right.
I'll let you know how it goes.
She is going to do
it. Right.
And she will let us know.
And, okay. Yeah.
Her word is her bond.
And if they give you any hesitation, slap them on the butt and say, secure the bag.
There you go. I got my two good lines now.
When she says, there you go, a bunch, that means she wants to leave.
Yeah. Thank you, Mrs. Kevin.
Thanks, TT.
Thank you, Mrs. Kevin.
You are very welcome. I love your show. I listen to it all the time.
We love you too.
Thanks for bathing me as a child.
She hung up.
Oh. That was nice of her.
Wow.
Going to the bathroom. Not going to the bathroom. She said not going to the bathroom. Yeah. Right?
Oh, that's so
good. Securing the bag is not going to the bathroom.
It's clenching your butt cheeks together.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
And now we just have to write some comments. Obviously, Auntie Kevin can get it.
Auntie Kevin can get it.
What's her name? What's her name again? I want to make sure I'm not disrespecting my TT.
Adeline.
TT Adeline. TT Adeline. I got to follow her back on IG.
Sweet Adeline.
That sounds like a Negro spiritual. That was awfully Negro spiritually.
What can I say? You know?
Auntie got me at 1 HP.
Oh gosh,
that got another alert.
I'm gonna have a tough time not going to the bathroom after this video ends, right?
To do what?
Hell, this is the comment. You don't get to ask
this is the comment. Yeah, and so we show it to her, and so she's like reacting to that.
Do we call back and do another video of her reacting to the clip went viral?
We have to pre-write some of the comments.
Okay, yes.
You know, like that kind of caught us off guard.
Yeah.
We didn't know exactly what we were going to give her.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, you got another alert. What happened?
We're still winning in the podcast space.
Still winning
still
alert.
Winning
oh
alert.
My God.
Wow. Dun-dun-dun. Let me see if dun-dun-dun. I have my do not disturb on.
Yeah, you might have your notifications off.
And the phone's been being so weird.
Yeah, my phone is fucked up.
How about the country needed this?
The country, this is exactly what we need right now as a country.
Mm-hmm. None of this woke shit.
Auntie got me feeling like the end of Letters from Iwo Jima. Right?
Was that Spike Lee movie? Who directed that?
I don't think so. That was the one that he decided to call a Spike Lee movie.
This is a lot of joints.
Movie.
This is my first movie.
Yeah.
Auntie got me.
Auntie's the cute one.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Just sometimes people go, I'm the cute one.
Uh-huh.
No, they don't.
Auntie is bae.
Wait, are these other slang terms that I haven't heard?
I'm
young.
The Iwo Jima one is the thing that the kids are saying for sure.
Iwo Jima?
Auntie got them cakes. Yeah, the Iwo Jima one I think has come up a
Auntie
lot.
Got those Grand Torinos.
Yeah.
The yams.
Yeah. Auntie could be the mule.
Mm-hmm. Sully me Auntie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Auntie working with crevices.
Yeah. Auntie gonna make me cry macho over here. Yeah.
Auntie might not be my real auntie, but it's a family secret, so we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Auntie got me wailing like the outlaw Josie.
Uh-huh. Auntie stole Richard Jewel out the crown.
Mm-hmm. Auntie on my Richard like a jewel. Vaping on my Richard like a jewel.
Yeah. Yeah. Auntie making this river mystic, but y'all not ready for that conversation.
No, I know. No, I'm sorry. Auntie making my stick river.
Right. Auntie has beef with iced tea for obvious reasons.
Mm. This the real $1 million baby. I think that like those comments are super powerful, and I'm happy for you. I'm happy for the Le Morning after show.
Thank you.
Yeah,
because you already were winning, yeah, and now it's like going to be like hitting, basically not able to catch you.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
I mean, I'll be back now that I know the format of your show again.
Yeah.
I definitely have to come back.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to come 1 year from today. We'll be reviewing The Sting. We'll all be watching it together, and we can kind of talk about, you know, all the... Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.